During his weekly general audience, Pope Benedict XVI today recalled the outbreak of the Second World War and reflected on the absurdity of armed conflict. Chris Altieri reports.
The most destructive conflict in human history began on the 1st of September 1939 with the German naval bombardment of the port city of Gdansk in northern Poland. Speaking in Polish during the audience on Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI said the absurdity of war, as well as the human tragedies that attend it, remain in people's collective memory. The Pope went on to say, "We ask God that the spirit of forgiveness, peace, and reconciliation pervade the hearts of men." Europe and the whole world in this day need a spirit of communion, said Pope Benedict. May we build it on Christ and his gospel, on the basis of charity and truth. As an example of Christ-centered reform and renewal, Pope Benedict held up the 9th century abbot, St. Odo of Cluny.
Attracted by the Benedictine ideal, Odo became a monk and later the second abbot of Cluny. At the beginning of the 9th century, Cluny was the center of an influential movement of church reform, and Odo, by his example and teaching, did much to further the spiritual renewal throughout Europe.
The Holy Father recalled how Odo was particularly devoted to the Eucharist, emphasizing the real and substantial presence of Christ under the species of bread and wine.
This conviction of faith led him to work for the reform of the clergy and to stress the need for a worthy reception of the sacrament. An authentic spiritual guide for his troubled times, Odo blended the personal austerity of a great reformer with a constant and joyful contemplation of Christ's infinite mercy.
The Holy Father received the faithful at the Vatican inside the Paul VI Audience Hall and then helicoptered back to the papal retreat at Castel Gandolfo, where he is spending the remainder of the summer. I'm Chris Altieri.